CJMQ, and we're speaking with Sue Foley today. And Sue, you're basically known as Canada's Blues Queen.
I never said that.
Mm-hmm, no, I read it. And it's very exciting. You're going to be coming to Sherbrooke here at Centennial Theatre this Friday, actually, the 26th, and be performing at 8 p.m. So that's going to be very exciting for the community.
Oh, for sure. Sherbrooke's a beautiful town. I can't wait to go back.
Oh, great. You've been here before?
Yeah, but it's been a long time. It's been probably 5 or 6 years.
Okay. Did you perform at Centennial or another place?
It wasn't at Centennial. I believe it was a club.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't remember exactly.
Good. Well, now you're a guitarist, a songwriter, and a vocalist. And from what I understand, you've recently put a book together, too.
I'm just putting a book together, actually. I've been working on a book called Guitar Woman
mm-hmm.
for the last 6 years.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a book about women guitar players.
Mm-hmm.
And I started it when I discovered through research that there was no book of this kind. There was no research or documentation on women and guitar.
Mm-hmm.
And because I'm a guitar player and I know so many great women players, I just thought this was, you know, just something that needed to be done. So I took it upon myself.
Mm-hmm.
And it's taken me so long, partly because I've done this in between my own touring and
mm-hmm.
Recording schedule, but also because there's just a volume of information out there, and it's really, the project is so big.
That's amazing.
It's taken on a life of its own.
Okay.
And there's just thousands of players, and there's a whole history, and, you know, it's a really fascinating concept and something that really hasn't been explored, so I've just trying to take my time to do it properly.
Oh, that's great. It's going to be a fantastic project. Now, I've read that you're in your mid-30s, and yet you've been writing and playing for over 20 years, so you must have started quite young.
I did. Okay. I'm 39 now,
mm-hmm.
and I started playing when I was 13, so I've been playing, you know, for 26 years, and
mm-hmm.
I've been professional since I was 16.
Okay, wow.
And, yeah, I've been in the business a long time,
mm-hmm.
and it's a great business.
Mm-hmm.
Challenging, but I'm kind of a lifer now.
Okay. Were you always interested in the genre of blues?
No, I got into that when I was about 15, 16, and that's just through doing research on my favorite artists. I mean, my favorite rock and roll band was the Rolling Stones
mm-hmm.
growing up, and it was kind of like them that got me interested in blues, but also I think 70s rock and roll was really blues influenced,
mm-hmm.
you know, like Led Zeppelin, Deep Purple, and like I said, the Rolling Stones, and just so many other groups, Garrett Clapton, and, you know, there was just so much real blues. You were really hearing a lot of blues, and I didn't really realize what I was hearing.
Okay, were you blues. Brought up in a musical family?
Yes, I was.
Okay.
My father plays guitar, and my brothers play guitar, and,
mm-hmm.
and it was like a family tradition.
Well, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
Now, is New Year's Car, is that your most recent album?
Yes.
Okay, and that's your 10th?
It is.
Wow, so you've put out quite a few albums.
Actually, I did one other album since New Year's Car, and that's that was a collaboration with Roxanne Potvin. She's another Canadian
mm-hmm.
woman blues guitar player.
Mm-hmm.
And another woman blues guitar player from the States called Deborah Coleman. So
okay.
we just put out a CD called Time Bomb early in this year, and we toured that all year
mm-hmm.
with three women players.
Okay, well, that's really interesting.
Yeah,
okay.
It was fun.
So at the show on Friday night, will you be playing some music from Time Bomb or from some of the other CDs?
I'll touch on a whole bunch of things
mm-hmm.
And some brand new stuff as well.
Mm-hmm.
Our show is partly acoustic, partly electric. We do some of it's very intimate, especially
mm-hmm.
for a theater crowd. And then we let loose and rock a little bit, too, and because New Year's Car is kind of a rock and roll album.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great. Now, you've opened for quite a few popular acts, too, in the past. B.B. King, Tom Petty, Joe Cocker, and quite a few others. So would you like to talk a little bit about these experiences?
Well, it's always been an honor,
mm-hmm.
I think, to open up for great people. B.B. King was a great honor. He's a great man, and I was very impacted by just being in his presence.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the way I feel about, you know, I feel very humble about opening for great people. I feel very fortunate and very humbled by the great talent that's out there. And
mm-hmm.
It's always fun to be next to your heroes.
Okay, and you've won. It's amazing. I was reading all the awards that you've won, and it's it's really amazing. In 2001, Best Blues Album, and you also won 2002 SoCan Writer of the Year. Would you like to talk about a few of those, or maybe a couple that have struck you?
Well, I'm as I am honored to open up for great talent, I'm also honored when people give me awards. I mean, it's not really why I'm in the business or mm-hmm. why I started, and I don't really, in a way, it doesn't really matter, but still, when people recognize you, it's really nice. And I think one of my favorites to win was the Guitar Player of the Year, because I think I'm probably the only female that's won it so far, and
mm-hmm.
and so that was really fun. And also being recognized for songwriting and you know, just being recognized in general, and being among your peers is
mm-hmm.
really great.
No, that's wonderful. So you write all your own lyrics. Where do you get the inspiration for these?
I think just from living life.
Mm-hmm.
You never really run out of information
mm-hmm.
and inspiration as long as you get your ears open. There's always stuff going on around you, and
mm-hmm.
I just, you know, mostly personal relationships.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's mostly what I write about, is, you know, just relationships and stuff, because I think that's sort of what feeds us
mm-hmm.
more than anything.
Right, right, okay.
But, yeah, mm-hmm. I, you know, I just kind of keep my ears open. I keep going, and
mm-hmm.
that's the most important thing. I just keep going, you know.
Yeah, I read, well, you know, you've done a lot of touring just in the last month. It's amazing.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's been a busy year.
Yeah, so you're on the road quite a bit.
Yeah.
Good, okay. Now, anything else you wanted to add about the show coming up, Sue, or your music? Or?
No, just that
mm-hmm.
I hope people come out. It's going to be a very diverse show. I hope people don't get scared off by the word blues, because, you know, blues is a music that encompasses so much, not
mm-hmm.
just traditional styles, but, you know, there's a lot of artists like myself who are really, you know, taking the blues into the new times and keeping it fresh, and I do a lot of my own writing.
Mm-hmm.
So I think, and I also think I'd like to see women come out, because I think it's really inspiring for a woman to see another strong woman, you know, playing an instrument
mm-hmm.
and fronting a band, not just, you know, singing and dancing, but really, you know, being out there in front and leading the band. And so I hope, you know, I hope the women come out, too.
Oh, that's great. It's certainly a great message for women, too. And, you know, women certainly need it, okay?
Definitely.
Now, do you have a website, Sue?
I have a couple of websites.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
SueFoley.com,
mm-hmm.
Which is my main website. I also have MySpace.
Mm-hmm.
So MySpace/SueFoley.
Okay.
Which is actually usually more updated than my regular website.
Mm-hmm.
But I also have GuitarWoman.com. So for anybody who's interested in the Guitar Woman Project and women guitar players,
mm-hmm.
it's www.guitarwoman, and it's WOMAN
mm-hmm.
.com.
Okay. Well, that's great. Certainly something to for a lot of people to get interested in and go to. Okay. Well, we thank you for taking this time with us, and I will thank you so much, Sue.
My pleasure.
Okay. Good
Bye.
Luck. Bye.
was Canada's Sue Foley, the Queen of Blues, based in Ottawa. Sue Foley is coming to Centennial Theatre Friday, October 26 at 8 p.m. Don't miss out. We just heard New Used Car from her album, New Used Car.